This is WHTC in Holland. It's time now for Talk the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our guest this morning, Ruth Goddard from AT&T. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Another beautiful Friday morning over here on the west side.
And if you have questions about your telephone, give us a call, 395-1450. Well, what's new at the telephone company today?
Well, there's nothing urgent going on right now, but I do want to congratulate Holland on another beautiful tulip time last week.
Yeah.
And, of course, AT&T does support communities and their cultures and celebrations. We were a sponsor of Tulip Time. We were also a sponsor of Fiesta. Always wonderful events over here. And you guys even got the rain to stop on the day of the first parade. It rained like mad during the luncheon.
Yeah.
And then
it stopped.
It was wonderful. So, but we are doing some philanthropy over here, which I'm always happy to deliver those checks. I'm waiting for the checks to come in. We are doing a contribution to the Discovery Outdoor Center for Project Clarity, cleaning up the Makatawa watershed. And that is so important, both, you know, the environmental impact and the future. We're just really, really happy we could work that out and give them some support. And we are also doing a contribution to City of Zeeland's Splash Pad Park, which will be a wonderful thing for the community right downtown, and the plans for it. I've seen the drawings, and they look really inviting.
Mm-hmm.
So always happy when I can get some support in my territory for communities. It's just very, very important to me and to AT&T.
So. Okay. All right. We're here with Ruth, and if you have a question about your phone service, give us a call, 395-1450. I got my phone book about a month ago, and I've been studying it, and it's a very dull book, a lot of characters and no plot.
Yes, and the print is small, and there's no residential listings. I know, you know, we don't own the directory company anymore. Books are coming out. Get them off your porch before the rain gets them. So, and of course, recycle your old ones if you decide you don't need it. Some people, and I'm one of them, keep old phone books, certain ones for certain years, because it does have some listings that I can't always find in the new ones. So, remember to recycle old ones. So, something else I was involved in this week, I had two events, one in Lansing and one in Grand Rapids. We call them Aspire Mentoring Academies, and we bring in students, typically at-risk students, at risk of not finishing high school, and or at least even not finishing on time.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with them on expectations of employers and expectations they might have as employees, and see if those are realistic. We work on soft skills like communication and critical thinking and creativity and collaboration. We give them tours, and we usually get a pretty good ratio of 3 to 4 students to one employee. And they work on small projects and group projects and then present them, so they even get some public speaking, even though it's to their peers' experience. And they're just really wonderful, wonderful experiences. Yesterday we had students from the Gerald R. Ford Job Corps in Grand Rapids, and their group exercise was to talk about the It Can Wait campaign, No Texting While Driving, which is always critical, but especially this time of year. Seniors in high school are excited about graduation, and they're trying to communicate so quickly, and we all know that people text and drive, and they shouldn't. And so these kids came up with some fantastic ideas, and And obviously not all of them can be implemented, but it was great to see their wheels spinning. And I have to say that one of the students came up with a great jingle for the campaign. I mean, I even recorded it and put it on Facebook.
Mm.
He said, oh, no, those commercials with the sad, you know, actual family member of a victim, he said, I can't watch those. You know, they're just too sad. I turn them off the minute they come on. He said, you need something catchy. And this kid came up with a great jingle. I mean, I found myself as I was driving back to Lansing, it was kind of stuck in my head. And my colleagues, of course, I had already put it up on Facebook. My colleagues, when I got back to the office, said, man, we can't get that out of our head. We saw your video, and we can't get it out of our head. I said, yeah, you know, we probably should send that into our national people and say, try using this, you know. So, but it's great to see those young people catching on and using those skills and recognizing their potential. And, you know, of course, AT&T is so committed to education and high school success, not just because we want people to finish high school, but those are future employees and future leaders, and we want to make sure that they get what they need.
Right, right.
So we do have this Aspire Mentoring Program, and it is a wonderful thing.
Okay.
So,
well, let's talk a little bit about some of the products that you have at AT&T. Any new products that you can talk about today? Or
well, you know, we
let out of the bag.
I don't know that we have anything new. We did introduce Digital Life in Michigan in certain markets, which is the home security system that you can control and check on right from your smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
You can do your lights, you can do check your windows and your doors and all kinds of things with that, and that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very easily installed. Some people can do it themselves. It's just picking up the sensors and installing them. And of course, it is monitored by professionals 24 hours a day, but you can also monitor yourself and check on it yourself and say, oh, yeah, you know, that's so-and-so coming home from school. So I understand why that door is opening and stuff. So that's always good. You know, one thing I want to remind people, as I was talking about texting while driving, is AT&T Wireless does have the Drive Mode app, which can be put on a phone, and if you turn the app on, enable it, it will sense when you are traveling 25 miles an hour or more, and it will automatically send a message to any text or call that you are driving, and you will get back to them later. So some of the kids yesterday said, yes, they have that, and they said it's kind of annoying if you are a passenger, but you can disable the app
mm-hmm.
if you are a passenger. So, you know, that is so important, and especially this time of year as people are heading out on vacations or to the beach for the day or whatever, and I just want to remind people, don't text and drive.
Yeah.
It can wait.
Yeah.
It's just not that important. So if you do have to text and drive, pull over. Pull into a parking lot, a driveway, the curb, the side of the road. Don't text and drive. It's like closing your eyes for 3 or 4 seconds and still going down the road. So, I don't know anybody that would do that. So, other than that, you know, it's quiet for us right now. Of course, we're keeping an eye on, in my department, we're keeping an eye on the primary elections and getting to know the candidates, and so that we know who our contacts are for various communities and stuff.
And that's something you get a lot of complaints about, is people calling them.
Oh, yes.
The political calls.
Yep, I know. We all hate to see that election cycle come around again. I remind people that if the number shows up, it is not, even if it doesn't have a name, if a number shows up, it is not a violation of the do not call.
Mm-hmm.
One thing other that I wanted to bring up, because I know this has come up, people get concerned and upset, understandably so, when they sign up for our UVerse service and they are quoted a price and told this is the price for a year. And then the price goes up before that year is up. And we've had calls in here, and I get other calls. And I want to explain to people that, and they say, well, I signed a contract. You did not sign a contract. We do not have contracts. You can opt out of UVerse at any time with no termination fee. But what you are actually agreeing to is not the package price, but the discount percentage. You are getting a percentage of discount on that package price. So if the package price goes up, your cost is going to go up. You will still get that percentage discount, but of course it is going to change.
Yeah.
So I do want to make people aware of that, because there is a lot of confusion out there on that. They are still free to call in and inquire about it, and get some further clarification on what their package price is, if it has changed, and
mm-hmm.
and why. And that's not to say sometimes there aren't errors made.
And I have a call here.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the line with Ruth.
Yeah, Ruth, I have a question.
Yes.
I called in and told them that my DVR, that the RF output does not work for a secondary unit. And they said that they couldn't, well, they gave me a runaround, basically. Now, what do I have to do to call and have them send me another box?
Well, did you ask them to send you a box and they refused?
Yes.
Okay. If you want to get a hold of me and give me your contact information, such as your account number and a callback number and your address, I will get a hold of a local manager and see what they can do for you.
Okay. Just a minute. I got to get a pencil and a pen here so I can write your number down.
Okay.
Okay. What's your number?
517.
515.
1945.
1945.
Yes.
Okay. I will call and explain it to you, because I called twice, and they said, well, we'll run a test on this end.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I get the HDMI, but I can't get the RF signal to work off of that box.
Okay. Well, I will certainly get a hold of a local manager who can look into it and get a hold of you and see just what can be done.
Okay. I sure appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And we're here with Ruth this morning, and if you have a question for her, you may call us at 395-1450. Our line is open for you. And I've had people say, well, I don't like UVerse as well, because I can't get the channels I got before, and that sort of thing. You get that?
Not very often, no. I can't. I really can't say that I have. For the most part, people seem very, very happy with our UVerse packages. And, you know, the channels are pretty much the same as other providers.
Yeah.
We do, you know, we do have specialty packages, family packages. Of course, we have the Latino channels. We actually have a wonderful channel lineup. Whether our packages line up exactly with other providers, I can't really say.
Mm-hmm.
But our packages are actually, for the channels you do get, a very good value. you know, there is always talk at the federal level of having providers offer a la carte rather than package programming.
But you buy the packages also, don't you?
Yes, yes. And, you know, people get upset, prices go up. Well, that's because the station owners up the package price to us.
Mm-hmm.
They up, you know, the content providers raise their prices, and that's because they see that more and more people might be watching Channel A.
Right.
And so they figure, okay, there's more people watching that, so we can raise the price. And, you know, I mean, we always work with them, and, I mean, we've all had that experience where we get the message on our screen that this channel is no longer going to be available unless a deal is reached and stuff. And, yeah, that's the real world. I mean, there are always negotiations going on.
Good morning. You're on the line with Ruth.
Yes. If you dial a number in the 616 area and the response is the number you have reached cannot be dialed in this calling area, what is the problem?
Are you dialing a 1 before the 616?
Yes.
I've never heard that message, so I can't really speak to that. If you're dialing a 1-616 and the number.
And the number. The number you have reached cannot be reached from this.
I've never heard that message. I don't know. You could try calling an O operator and ask her what the issue is.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
I will do that.
Okay. I'm sorry I don't have an answer on that. I have never heard that message.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on the line with Ruth.
Hi. I was just wondering about possibly when they might be expanding their facilities out in the West Olive area.
You know, we are moving very fast and very aggressively to expand our offerings, and I don't have any specifics. We're probably one of the last ones to know, and it changes. You know, they can plan it for here and then change their mind. All I can tell you is that it is an ongoing process. There is a huge investment being made in Michigan last year, this year, and even next year to expand our offerings. And
gotcha, yeah. I'm just in an odd little spot out there where my next-door neighbor, no more than 150 feet away, can get U-verse, but I can't get DSL.
It's just
a weird little spot out there. And,
you know, if you want to call and give me your address, because I'm wondering if they've done pair bonding would help you. Possibly.
Okay.
So if you want to call after the show and leave me your address and contact info, I can have one of the engineers look into that. Now, I can't look into when it might be, but I can look into, is there anything they can do right now, like pair bonding?
Yeah, and I heard you give that number a minute ago, the 517 number.
Yep.
What's your phone number again?
517-515.
Yep.
Uh-huh. 1945.
All right, I will do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's just a matter of going into the pedestal box and doing something to extend it, pair bonding that may extend the reach of the current facilities.
Okay.
You never know.
We're going to take time out here for some weather. The hometown forecast is brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant, Holland's Breakfast Tradition. Wooden Shoe Restaurant, across from Menards. And the weather today, afternoon showers with a high of 48, and tonight showers early with a low of 37, and tomorrow a few showers with a high of 54. Sunday, a few clouds with a high of 60. I was so used to reading showers, I wanted to keep reading them. We're at 40 degrees right now, and that's a cold morning, yes, indeed. 395-1450, our number. We're here with Ruth this morning. If you have a question for her, we still have some time.
That was a pretty short summer and spring we had, wasn't
it? Was. Good morning. You're on the line with Ruth.
Ruth?
Yes.
Excuse me. Sometimes on my caller ID, I get this number, 0000000. Where is that coming from?
That probably means for some reason the number is blocked.
Okay.
If it's a telemarketer, if you do answer it, you can ask them where they are calling from, and you can tell them you want to be taken off of their list. I have seen that occasionally, even on my phone. And
I never pick it up.
Yeah, I think it's usually because it is blocked.
Okay. Yeah, another time it'll say number unknown.
Mm-hmm. And that's those, the number unknown and zero zeros. Have you signed up for the do not call list?
I have.
Because if it says number unknown, it should not be coming through.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, but I think even on the zeros, it should not be coming through.
Oh, okay.
So you might want to pick one of those up one time when it shows one of those two messages and tell them, remove me from your list.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Yesterday I reminded folks that they should call the do not call list.
Yes.
About every 5 years, for sure.
Yes. It's always a good idea. You know, I know that there's always that day every year when we're supposed to change our smoke detector batteries.
Right.
You might put on there, recheck the do not call list.
Yes.
And just it shouldn't have to be done, but it never hurts to update that.
And you have to call from the phone that you want off the list.
Yes.
So that's something else. You can't call from
your wireless phone and say, I want my house phone off. So that's a good idea.
What amazes me is that people always take for granted that you have a cell phone, which I don't.
Yeah. It's always, do you have another phone that you want to put on our records? No. If I had another phone, I would give it to you. But, you know, I mean, I do, but even I don't want to share my cell phone number, my personal cell phone number with everyone. So, a lot of assumptions get made in today's technology.
Good morning. You're on the line with Ruth.
Yeah, Juke, I hate to be a pain in your backside, but can Ruth give me that number one more time?
Sure.
1945.
And
okay,
if I don't answer, please leave a voicemail.
Okay. Will do. Thank you, Ruth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Bye now.
Good morning. You're on the line with Ruth. Hello. Do we have something on there? Guess not.
Okay. So, yes, I do want to say, you know, sometimes I am on another call or in a conversation with someone, and I can't always answer that phone, but I do check them. I get a notice right away when there's a voicemail, and as soon as possible, I do check it.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anyone does try and reach me, be sure and leave a message with information on how I can get back to you.
You solve a lot of problems for people.
Well, I don't solve them. Hopefully, I know who to escalate things to get them solved. Yeah. And hopefully, they get solved to the customer's satisfaction.
You got to get to the right person, too.
I always said it's not what you know, it's do you know who to go to.
Right. And having been with a telephone company as long as you have.
I know a lot of people. Of course, a lot of them are already retired.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm always learning new contacts.
Good morning. You're on the line with Ruth.
Good morning. Could I have a number for the do not call?
The do not call number.
I don't have that on me.
I had it here yesterday, but I don't know if I still have it. But it's in the front of your phone book.
Oh, it is. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
I don't know exactly where in the front of the phone.
I don't either, because it's a government number. So,
yeah.
It's not one that I carry around. I do carry our customer service repair and our mobility customer service numbers. But
there's one thing you have to remember with the do not call list. It doesn't stop the political calls.
Nope.
and it doesn't stop calls from companies that you have dealt with in the past.
That's right. If they have a legitimate, if they have done business with you, they have reason to believe that you would be interested in a call.
And it doesn't stop calls from charitable institutions.
No.
So that's some things you have to remember that's going to still be calling you.
Yeah. I have gotten so pretty much on my home phone anymore. About all I get is reminder calls for doctor and dentist appointments and charitable and political.
Yeah,
And I let them all go to voicemail.
And I guess we won't have time for this last call here, but we're just about out of time, Ruth, and I thank you very much for being
thank
here
you.
This morning.
And I will see you next month.
Very likely. Okay.
Thank
and by
you.
That time, it should be summer.
Or back to fall, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, whatever, okay.